podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
A poll asked hundreds and hundreds of women if you could have breakfast with Bradley Cooper, Justin Timberlake, or Jimmy Fallon, who would you choose? These are the kind of polls that are done these days. Not what do you think of the situation between Israel and Palestine. Not what do you think about Vladimir Putin's policies in regards to that part of the world. No, it's like, all right, imagine you could have breakfast.
Who's hotter?
With Justin Timberlake or Bradley Cooper or Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm. Priorities.
I suppose. Who would you pick, Chris, Traffic Diva?
It's a really, really hard choice. But okay. I've decided on Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
No, he's mine.
No, he's mine.
He's mine.
Ladies,
mine.
Ladies, mine. Ladies.
The thing is, you ladies are going to be fighting with a lot of ladies because he got the number one vote.
Of course he did.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Funny guys get the most tail. I'm just saying.
Right. And then Justin Timberlake, number two. And then Bradley Cooper, number three.
No, it was the other way around. It was Cooper, Jimmy Fallon, number one. Bradley was in second. Justin Timberlake brought up the rear.
Oh, see, mm-hmm. Cooper's mm-hmm. too pretty for me. Like, I couldn't stand next to him. He's just way too freaking pretty.
It was turn the lights off.
He's available now, too, right?
Yeah.
So Jimmy got 36, Bradley got 26, Justin got 22. 16% could not answer the question.
I don't get it.
Cannot function.
No, they're probably saying, don't make me choose.
Right.
Don't make me choose.
I'm a lesbian.
In this totally realistic survey, yes.
Yeah.
Where are we having breakfast? That's the other
good call.
Here.
In bed.
Oh. Good answer.
We were talking just the other day about how guys especially, they want to join a band. They want to be musicians because they know if you're a musician, you got a much better chance of being able to attract the ladies.
Yeah.
And so it's funny that as an adult, Jeremy announced yesterday that what?
Well, I feel like I want to take piano lessons again. Not necessarily to get the ladies, Dom, but...
Right, just to remember just to learn how to play chopsticks.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. But I played piano and drums growing up, and I wish my parents had forced me more now to stick with more so the piano than the drums, because I think that's a little less, I don't know, sexier for me. I don't know, it's sexier.
It's intelligent.
It's intelligent.
You have more opportunity to play, because you can walk in a lot of places where there's a piano. Rarely do you walk into a room and there's a drum
kit
sitting
there. Right, like, oh, where's my sticks? Chilling. Where's my sticks?
I could not agree with you more, because growing up, one, we had an organ, which I know is semi-pianic.
That's hot.
And so I wish we would have never gotten rid of that big, ugly thing. And then I played violin for about a year and a half, and then when I was just kind of like, nah, my mom was like, okay, that's fine. And
I think it's hot when a woman plays the fiddle.
Oh man, yeah, and I was a hot little fifth grader. Can you imagine?
Well, I'm not going there.
Your braces on.
You know, it's funny. We had one of those organs too. It's the kind. It's the old fashioned one where you could hit the different buttons, and it would do like the rumba beat, or the polka beat, or the rock beat was definitely not rock.
Well,
remember we had one of those, and you talk about lessons and piano lessons. Mm-hmm. I was about 12. My sister's 18 months older than me. My parents loaded us in the car one evening and they said, come on, we're going to go. We have a surprise for you. And of course, we're thinking, my sister and I are thinking,
ice cream.
Let's go get some ice cream.
It's like great.
And next thing I know, we pull up at this music store and we get hustled out. And apparently, and this was a con organ music store. And apparently they did lessons. It was just group lessons for people on Tuesday nights or whatever. And my parents went in there and got us signed up and said, all right, we'll see you in an hour or whatever.
Oh, you were duped.
They went and got ice cream.
Everybody in there was about 60 years old learning these, because it's a con organ. It's
using your feet and
stuff. They took us 2 weeks and then we put up such a fit. We're like,
we're not going back.
We're not going back to the con organ.
I wonder if
lesson.
I could pick it up quickly now. Like,
No.
I don't know. I'd have more of an appreciation. I'd actually want to practice and do it.
I don't know.
Is that big for...
I don't think there's like a Rosetta Stone for piano playing.
I've got a good friend who teaches piano.
Do you?
If you want me to get you hooked up.
Is she... Yeah.
Is she hot?
Is she cheap? And is she hot?
A, she's hot. And B, I have no idea what the lessons
cost. The cost is... Yeah, I think I'd like to learn.
I don't know, though, because whenever I meet someone, and yes, they do play a piano, that's the first thing I think of. I'm like, wow, that is so, it's so stimulating and so intelligent. I don't think of any of those things when I think of you, Jeremy. I don't know if it's a good fit.
You can go
back to the Hermione harmonica. Didn't you buy a harmonica?
I did. And a jaw harp.
Not, string, ring, ring.
Not as sexy.
Not as sexy. Spoons. Can you play the spoons?
That friend who's the piano teacher, I told her, I said, here's what I want to learn. I want you to teach me the first, like, 4 seconds of a really cool sounding song, just so I can memorize the. So yeah. If you're walking somewhere and there's a piano, mm-hmm. you walk over and you play those first 5 seconds, and then you walk away like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that you're this incredible piano player, but those are the only 4 seconds of music that you can play.
I could teach you, what is it, Something of Glory?
I don't know. I just want it to sound really magnificent, just a few seconds worth, and then you're just like, walk. That's
I'm
all
out.
I need.
Right.
Yeah, I'm out.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.